Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
With this proposal, you have chosen to disrespect a marginalized group of people who looks like me, people who believe that racism has no place in society. You made a conscious choice to only represent individuals who have adopted a MAGA ideology and who do not take issue with turning back the clock to the time where black people in this community had no rights You have revealed to people, to this district, who you really are.
This is a guy named Gerald Graham who showed up at the county commission meeting upset about the possible renaming of the street to Turning Point Way or Charlie Kirk Way, which that was actually off the table by then. But, you know, they were very upset about this because a lot of the people who showed up, they would pick a particular quote by Charlie Kirk and use that as an explanation of why they think he's a reprehensible human being or a racist or whatever. And I will acknowledge he has said some things that I think are at least, controversial. I haven't gone back and researched every single one of them to know the context. Some of them bother me. Some of them I understand. A lot of the other ones that I've heard him say are very reasonable. I'd say he's a mixed bag. You know, a lot of very good stuff. Some stuff that, you know, is initially very concerning. Some stuff that may be genuinely awful. I don't know. It's all possible. None of that, of course, has anything to do with whether it's appropriate to kill a person. Right? I mean, that's starting point for us. But anyway, they were upset because they thought that this is going to somehow provoke racism based on the history of Escambia High, the Confederate flag, the rebels, the race issues in the 70s and all of that. Gerald Graham continues. He's basically upset at Mike Kohler for putting this on the agenda.
This is an insult to every black person. White people do not have the credentials to define racism. You need to listen to what black people say and understand. But now,
Thank you, Mr.
you
I
are
appreciate it.
And on I'll, my radar.
I hope
we
you
will
stick
see
around,
you at the ballot
so
box.
You're on my radar. I'll see you at the ballot box. Okay, so the whole idea of having civil discourse is that everybody can talk about it. I think you should be humble in understanding what you may not have experience of. In fact, Lumen May made a comment later on after they were kind of talking about this that. There might be limits to what you know about, and based on your experiences, that's always going to have an issue with how much you know, and we should be humble about that. But there's sometimes this, well, you have no right to talk about that, you're not a woman, or you have no right to talk about that, you're not a Christian, or you have no... I mean, the whole idea of civil discourse, we talk across our experiences. Explain it to me. You know, there used to be this, I haven't seen it a lot lately, but there used to be this bumper sticker that Jeep owners would have. It's a Jeep thing you wouldn't understand. And I've seen a t-shirt that says it's a black thing you wouldn't understand. Different levels of potency, but same stupidity. I mean, you know, the whole idea of civil discourse is, well, explain to me what it's like. Well, you just can't understand. Well, then talk to me. Because if I can't understand and all we've got is all of our individual experiences, what do we do? Right? I mean, if... The existential, one like slice of existentialism is the idea that you can't understand a thing unless you've experienced it. And there's a truth in that. But do you just then give up? We're not going to talk about it because you can't understand it because you don't have the right experiences? No, you know, make movies, write literature, paint art, and talk to me, right? Help me understand. Teach me what I need to know. I want to say that in the middle of all the controversy over this issue, and there was controversy for sure, a woman named Arnitha, and I apologize, I don't know her last name. I don't know that it actually got said, but it was one of the most adorable moments in the proceedings. And I want to share, because I always love the human moments. And listen, there's no evidence that Mike Kohler is a racist, and quite the contrary. Same for Steve Stroberger. And for the people who are alleging that, grow up. I mean, grow up. Pay better attention. Well, Andrew, you're white. You can't tell what black people might perceive as racism. Okay, still, grow up. You know, just do better. Do it. Know the difference. Just because somebody disagrees with you politically or sponsors the name of a road for a person that you have a certain view on, well, obviously they don't have the same view. It's not like Mike Kohler was up there and was like, yep, I really believe that these black people, they're inferior, and that's why we got to name a road after him. I mean, right? His view of Charlie Kirk and of the assassination of him is different than yours. So take that into account. But this kind of charitable listening on all sides is something that we have gotten really bad at. And, you know, I'm trying my best to make us better at that. So Arnetha gets up, and I just, this is such an adorable moment.
If you want to rename a street, name it after somebody who has done something for Pensacola. This guy has not done anything for Pensacola, and I'm not knocking him, but I've been in Pensacola for 69 years, and I've never heard of Charlie, Chris, Kurt. I don't know why Chris want to come out.
It's all right, Arnie. I know what you mean.
I got a headache from listening to all these negative things about this guy.
I mean, it's adorable, right? And yeah, and like the Reverend H.K. Matthews was a suggestion. Well, this got even better.
I know a veteran who was drafted in the Army, went to Vietnam, took a bullet to the head. The family think he was going to make it. His name is Henderson English. Young fella, 19, 20 years old,
Arnie,
went to Vietnam.
You got to wrap up your thoughts on fair.
Wait a minute. I laughed half of that, so you owe me at least 15 more seconds.
Hey, you got some money. You get 15 more seconds, but I'm going to get in trouble.
You owe me, Michael.
Come on. I'll give you 15
more. I got deep feelings for you. You owe me. Let me make this point. Henderson English was never the same after he took that bullet to the head for his country.
See, like, that's the conversation we need more of. I have deep feelings for you, Michael. You got to give me my 15 seconds. I mean, just, you know, let's laugh. Let's enjoy it, right? We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Back to rolling accident-free right now. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Seeing some minor congestion delays there. Highway 90, 98 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home or both, you know, maybe you want to move to the beach, from the beach, to the country, to the city, to Milton, to Warrington. I don't know what, upsizing because you're growing a family or you just want more space. Downsizing because, you know, you're empty nesters and you just don't want to maintain anymore and you'd like to get a condo, whatever the case may be, or a rental property. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty, they've done that. They've done that dozens of times, possibly hundreds of times, and they can help you make sure that it happens. And, you know, this is not just getting you all the way through to closing, which they can do, solving the problems, anticipating them, preventing them from coming up in the first. You know, the best way to solve a problem is to avoid it entirely by preempting, right, solving it in advance. Well, they do that because that's a way to be successful. Staging, photographing, listing, the price, the negotiations, what you can and can't say no to, what you must say or not, don't have to say yes to. I like all of that stuff. With so many homes sold, they know from experience. They don't have to guess. They know. 786-3996 or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. All right, back to the conversation at the Escambia County Commission over renaming the street by Escambia High in remembrance of Charlie Kirk, either with his name or Turning Point Way or something like that, or as I kind of, not really super jokingly, you know, First Amendment Way or Free Speech Way or Tolerance Way or Violence Is Not the Way. I don't know. I'm kind of attached to that one.
Yeah. Well, okay. I got it now.
I don't know. I kind of like that one. All right. So anyway, Mike Kohler explained that, you know, this was never about offending black people, but about denouncing political violence and reminding us to tolerate each other. That's true. And then he read comments from Democrats denouncing the murder, which is right to remind people that many, 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 many people on all sides have denounced. You know, there's a lot of talk about the people who have been celebrating Charlie Kirk's death or have been, you know, sort of soft celebrating or not opposing. But most of the correct people, the big voices, have been saying the right stuff.
This is from Joe Biden. There's no place in our country for this kind of violence. It must end now. We're praying for our country. Bill Clinton, which I have a letter in my office from him. I have a lot of respect for him in certain things. I'm saddened and angered by Charlie Kirk's murder. And I hope we all go through some serious introspection and redouble our efforts to engage and debate passionately, yet peacefully. Hillary and I are keeping Eric and their two youngs and their two young children in our mind. President Barack Obama, we do not know the motive, the person who shot and killed Charlie Kirk, but this is despicable violence that has no place in our democracy. Michelle and I will be praying for his family, especially his wife, Eric, and two young children.
You know what I would love? I see lots of things on social media. Facebook is dumb about what it thinks I'm interested in, but every once in a while, because it shows me stuff I don't really want to see, I get to see stuff I probably ought to see. I see a lot of angry righties, my people. I mean, I try not to be the angry part, but, you know, generally we probably agree about a lot of politics. I see a lot of angry righties, you know, putting up photos of, these are all the people that said horrific things about, okay. Have you also posted what Obama and Biden and Clinton said? I mean, to be fair, you know, are you willing to recognize when it's right, when it's good? Are you praising the virtuous? Just a thought. More than just a thought.
Mick Jagger, I've never witnessed anything sick. Cheering for someone's death in pure evil, it shatters every standard of decency, and I refuse to shut up about it.
By the way, he's not criticizing me. He's reading from Mick Jagger, right?
Tiger Woods, I've never seen darkness like this. Cheering at death shatters every boundary of decency, and I refuse to stand quiet while humanity itself is mocked. We're a better people. We're a better people.
Yeah. And I'm glad he spent that time doing that. Stephen Berry, District 5.
Since Commissioner May and I have been on the board, I don't believe we've named a road for anyone. It's a very big threshold, and we haven't taken, I don't believe we've even taken up the item to address naming a road for anyone. Not going to start with this.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a great idea to begin with. It just seemed kind of ham-fisted, reactionary, not well thought out, not well vetted. And if you're really going to do names, like I told Wes Moreno the other day, I said, let's form a panel. Let's consider 100 names of streets that we think would be appropriate. Let's really pick wisely the best ones. I'm very sympathetic to the several people who said, let's have Reverend H.K. Matthews. That makes sense to me. But that's a much longer conversation. And then Ashley Hofberger, because what happened, Steve Stroberger had made this long, I'm not going to play it, it's too long, but he had made this long comment about, you know, the Charlie Kirk comments and about his experience as a pilot and that, you know, putting people who are less qualified into positions in the military, he'd seen that actually happened. And that's why he and also Charlie Kirk were against things like affirmative action, because it makes you question everybody. The people who really deserve it get brought in into the same cloud of suspicion as the people who don't really deserve it, because you don't know who's there under a bump or not. You know, there's a lot of conservative black thinkers who have said over the years that affirmative action is terrible for black people because it perpetuates the belief that we're less, that we can't achieve it on our own. And even the ones who do get kind of lumped in with all the people that don't deserve it and shouldn't be there. And everybody thinks that we're them too. Like, it hurts everybody across the board. And Ashley Hofberger, I thought, again, she is quickly becoming, you know, one of my very favorite people in the county commission. She said,
I want to echo something that Commissioner Stroberger said. Context is everything. And policies do have unintended consequences. I cannot speak as a minority, but I can speak as a woman. And I can tell you that DEI has ruined the perception that I have earned my spot. People look at me and they don't know if I worked my butt off to get here and I sacrificed to get here, or if I'm here to check a box. So DEI has ruined the perception that females have earned their spot at the table, and that is very sad. Hey, you're entitled to your truth, and I'm entitled
to mine,
so thank you.
Let's respect.
It's opposition to DEI. No, stop shouting. You've had your say. Stop being rude. You know, Mike Kohler had to eject a woman for at least 5 minutes earlier because she couldn't stop shouting from the audience. I'm glad he scolded you, and if you'd have kept talking, he should have ejected you. Just let people have their say. How is it, you know, John, you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
All right.
This is the one. Oh, man. We have a problem with idolatry. And the problem is, at the heart of our self-worth and our identity and our sense of who we are as human beings isn't God, but is something else. And for a lot of people, trust me, I'm familiar with this disease. I have to always fight against it. For a lot of people, It's being right that's the God you worship. And when somebody doesn't bow down to the God of you and agree with you and reflect you, you narcissist, back to you, you can't stand it. You take it as blasphemy against the you God that you worship. See, if you really know something is true, and it's not like your identity to defend that thing, other people can disagree, and you're like, okay. There's this great book called Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance by Robert Pirsig. It's an old book, and one of the lines in that book that has stuck with me for decades is that nobody is jumping up and down yelling that the sun is going to rise tomorrow in the east. Because they know it. When you start jumping up and down and yelling, it's usually evidence of uncertainty and an unhealthy self-worship need to be right and to make sure that everybody else acknowledges you're right. Otherwise, you're going to shout them down, argue against them, criticize them, take out your actions against them, whatever. That's all idolatry. Your identity comes from that belief being right. It's why people can't admit they're wrong, why people can't consider other ideas, why you can't even just be nice to people when they're disagreeing with you. Because they're heretics and they've got to be destroyed. And if somebody comes up to you and says, oh, the sun's not going to rise today in the east, you know what you do? At first you're like, okay. And then eventually if they say it louder and louder, you're just like, okay, well, good. Let's play pickleball. You know, like, we're not having this conversation. You're just wrong. But when you're unsure, that's when you get the loudest. See, I would allege that the people yelling back to her, they cannot allow themselves to take her seriously because they're so attached to the self-worth they get from their mistaken ideas about DEI and affirmative action that when she challenges it, they've got to lash out. That's based on uncertainty, not certainty. 725 on... All right, sorry.
No, this is Brother Andrew McKay, not Brother Andrew.
Yeah, that's right. It's not transgressors, Andrew. This is actual, like, Andrew learn McKay. Learn this. This is important stuff. And then, you know, I really like, just a final, give credit where it's due, Lumen May.
This has been a healthy conversation. Yeah. I mean, because if this is what it takes to put it on the table to end this culture war that's killing our country, then we should have it.
Yeah. And they decided not to do anything with the name. They just decided to do nothing. So they did the right thing, in my opinion, in the end. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. One accident to let you know about, 4-car accident on Pine Forest at the ramp to the interstate going eastbound. The listener said it's not blocking any traffic yet, but we'll keep an eye on that. Speaking of I-10, eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, you're going to see some congestion delays through that construction zone right there. Also, 98 westbound approaching the Garcelon Point Bridge, seeing some delays in that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you need to get a roof, I know nobody really wants to spend the money, but you all want the good shelter and you want the safety in a storm. And that's, you know, that sometimes means you have to spend a pretty hefty chunk of money. It also might save you money because if you can get a better roof installed and you get a wind mitigation inspection, I mean, some people, I'm not saying it'll be you, but some people have had their insurance cut in half just by that, which is amazing. Quality Roofing Solutions, Brian Ward started them in 2006 for 19 years. They put in about 10,000 roofs. They rate a 4.9 on Google. It's ridiculous. 4.9. Nobody gets a 4.9. Anyway, their philosophy is we're going to do it. We're going to do it right. We're going to talk to you. We're going to answer your questions. And we'll do everything we can to make sure you have the best experience possible. Including, for example, a little thing is they take photos before, during, and after. And that's like down to the board. Okay? And then you have a digital record online. You don't have to maintain it. They'll have it for you if there's ever an emergency or a claim. They have all that for you. That's just like one example of how they try to take care of you. And they support local charities and they support local youth sports and financial literacy. I mean, just, it's a great company, genuinely. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Lasting strength for life is found in deep and sincere study of the Word of God. Specifically, if you're seeking strength for life, I challenge you to study the Gospel of John. The book's thesis explains that it has two main objectives. First, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And second, that believing ye might have life through his name. The 21 chapters set out to prove that Jesus was the Christ that the Old Testament prophesied about. And secondly, the Gospel of John offers eternal life in heaven through through Jesus. Lasting Strength for Life starts and ends with belief in Jesus. So take time to read the Gospel according to John. You may be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, like insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job they said they were going to do. Make sure you tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today, as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
All right, I talked too long. We ran out of time. It's my fault entirely. Brother Andrew McKay gets to preaching, and so goes it. David Wayne, do you have a headline for us, sir?
I do. After that shooting in Pennsylvania where three police officers died, their governor, Josh Shapiro, saying we need to do better as a society. He said the prayers of 13 million people, Pennsylvanians, are with the victims, their families, and York County.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Donald Trump meeting with Prime Minister Keir Starmer on the second day of a state visit to Britain after a day of royal pomp. The agenda today is all about politics.
Trade, tech, geopolitics. Those are the three things that are going to be on discussions. And there are areas where both countries already agree, and there are certainly areas where the president and Keir Starmer are going to disagree. The UK wants one major thing. It is hoping that the tariffs on steel and aluminum will drop down below the 25% that they are currently on.
That's Fox's Benjamin Hall. The Jimmy Kimmel Show, taken off the air by ABC indefinitely over comments he made about the murder of Charlie Kirk, Vice President J.D. Vance.
The First Amendment protects a lot of very ugly speech, but if you celebrate Charlie Kirk's death, you should not be protected from being fired for being a disgusting person.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 71. We've got sunshine this morning in Pensacola. A teenager was shot last night several times after attempting to break up a fight. Happened on Kramer Street and Untrainer Avenue in Escambia County. The sheriff's office says the teen, a man, and a woman were in a vehicle when a suspect approached and began hitting the other man that was in the vehicle. The teen attempted to break up that fight when he was shot several times. The suspect fled the scene. Investigators are currently looking for that person. Deputies reportedly have a name on the suspect, but it has not been publicly released. Missing girl from Mobile, Alabama, that was previously reported missing, is now facing criminal charges after crashing her grandparents' vehicle here in Escambia County. The Florida Highway Patrol says the teen's grandparents reported the girl and their vehicle missing. The girl was later found after she crashed that car into a ditch on Pine Forest Road. She sustained minor injuries and was treated at the pediatric unit at Sacred Heart Hospital before being released back to her grandparents. Now, Pensacola police have now arrested both of the suspects in that incident at the Charlie Kirk Memorial at Graffiti Bridge earlier this week. Investigators say 49-year-old Larry Hopkins turned himself in. He's facing a felony battery charge. 56-year-old Troy Groh was previously arrested and also faces a felony battery charge. Investigators say the victim was pepper sprayed after attempting to paint over the Charlie Kirk mural just before the vigil. They believe Groh pepper sprayed him and Hopkins tackled him and elbowed him. The victim had been taken to the hospital following the incident. Now, the Waterfront Rescue Mission is adding kennels to its property. The County Board of Adjustments recently approved the mission's plan to create a space where people experiencing homelessness could bring their pets with them to the shelter. Currently, there are no shelters in the area that can accommodate individuals and animals.
which may discourage some from seeking help. The new kennels will have the capacity to hold up to 16 dogs, with the possibility of accepting cats as well. The climate-controlled shelter will be designed somewhat like a mobile home for animals. While the project is still in its early stages and doesn't have a specific timeline yet, officials estimate startup costs will exceed $160,000. Governor Ron DeSantis marking Constitution Day yesterday by unveiling a statue of Ben Franklin, of course, in Franklin County. The governor said the state of Florida leads the nation in giving the rightful recognition to the founding fathers.
He was taking a huge risk to be agitating for first the redress of grievances, but then ultimately separation from Britain.
And the governor said some states removed historical statues, but Florida takes the exact opposite stance. Well, a man that killed three people in Polk County is dead. He was executed by the state last night. Florida State Prison announced the death of David Pittman. The 63-year-old was executed for stabbing a couple and their adult daughter to death in Mulberry in 1990. He is the 12th person to be executed in Florida this year. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now, but I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 is seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. Also, Highway 90 southbound coming into Pensacola, that's about a 10 to 11 minute delay. And on 98 westbound approaching the Garcon Point Bridge, we're seeing about a 12 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with a high near 89 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 89. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Going into Saturday, high near 90 degrees, sunny skies. And by Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 72. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got right now 72 degrees in Pensacola with sunshine. Our next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
It's upcoming. I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Cybersecurity firm Netskope has priced shares in its upcoming IPO at $19 each, valuing the company at $7.3 billion. The company will debut today on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol NTSK. Cracker Barrel has reported fiscal fourth quarter earnings, missing on earnings per share, but beating revenue estimates. The restaurant chain previously faced backlash over its rebrand and subsequently suspended its plans. CEO Julie Massino said the company is now focusing on the guest experience instead. The Federal Reserve is projecting only one interest rate cut in 2026, which is less than expected, and that's according to its median projection. The central bank's so-called dot plot, which anonymously shows 19 individual members' expectations, indicates a median estimate of 3.4% for the federal funds rate at the end of 2026. Futures are moderately higher after the Fed cut interest rates. That's your money now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season. Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Kent State University tomorrow? Tap the News Radio app.
Tap the app.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tap the app.
Tap the app
for your chance to win.
Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app.
Tap that app.
The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and we're going to bring Mike Wood in here. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. Before we talk about the graffiti bridge incident, I am going to do what I always recommend we do, which is I'm going to actually look at the evidence. So I'm going to play the 20 or so seconds worth of the interaction where the man was started off, shaking his aerosol can to do spray paint. And then he walks up to the bridge. People are going to tell him, hey, what are you doing? And then a scuffle of sorts entails. I want to just so people know what the evidence is.
Whoa. You can't touch me. You can't touch me. You can't touch me. It doesn't matter. You can't touch me. Everybody's got a right to paint it. You can't. Whoa. You can't touch me. You can't touch. You can't. Don't touch me.
All right, so that's what happened. You guys issued, two warrants for two men, both of whom are now in custody. Is that right?
Yes.
One was for hitting and elbowing him when he was on the ground. The other was for drawing that, pepper spray, bear spray, something like that, and then spraying it at him at a distance, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And the reason people are asking why there are felony charges, and let me explain that really quick. Both of these individuals have been charged in the past with several counts of battery. So when you do that and you get charged again, that can be enhanced up to a felony. So that's why those two were charged with felonies.
Okay, so if it for either of them, if this had been their first offense, it might have been only a misdemeanor. But because they have priors, that's the enhancement. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. When I watch this video, first of all, when I see that, he's yelling, don't touch me. And that's correct, right? I mean, there's no justification for touching, which is battery, in this situation, right?
That's correct. I mean, everybody knows graffiti bridge and a mural will last maybe an hour at best. But you can't put your hands on people. It's against the law. So he's right there. But having said that, there was a vigil being held. This mural was completed. It just wasn't the smartest thing to do to go and do what he did at the time that he did it. And it upset people, and we understand that. But you still can't put your hands on folks. And that's why the officers are down there monitoring situations when that happens. But when people start putting their hands on each other or throwing things or jumping on cars, that's when we must step in and do our jobs.
And I totally all of that I agree with. It was terrible judgment. It was a stupid thing to do. The one question that's come up in kind of conversation with people about this is, was there any consideration of charging him with disturbing the peace or of something akin to a fighting words violation? Because, look, if I call you a racial slur to your face and you punch me, we're both going to jail. I can't batter you with my words in that particular circumstance. You also can't batter me with your fists in response. We're both wrong. And was there a question at all about whether he might get charged in this case?
No, he didn't. He didn't do anything wrong. I mean, it's graffiti bridge going up there and painting on it is what his intent was. His intention also was to rile people up. We get that. But It's been like that for years and years down there. And when words are one thing, when you use your words, that's one thing. But when you start being physical and using your hands, that's something else. So there's a line drawn there. And this individual, these two individuals crossed it.
And just to put no fine point on it whatsoever, but a very, very blunt point, the people who paint over graffiti bridge from one moment to the next, sometimes it's profanity, sometimes it's vulgar, sometimes it's offensive, sometimes it's beautiful and uplifting, and the city and PPD is not going to get into the content assessment business. Whoever wants to paint it can paint it, period, end of story, right? Oh, hey, Mike, your phone is sketching out on me here. Hey, can you try again? Your phone just completely sketched out on me. Try it again. No, it's not working. Dang it. All right, I'll tell you what. We need to do a real quick break. So hang on. We'll see if we can't get you a better connection here in just a second. Let's get John Pickens in here with traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. We're seeing some backup of traffic there. About a 9 to 11-minute delay. Also, Highway 90 southbound coming into Pensacola. About a 12 to 13-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. We're going to try one more time with Mike and just make hopefully we have a good connection. Mike, you still there, buddy?
I'm here.
All right, let's try again. So I was saying PPD is not going to get in the business of enforcing content. You can paint whatever you want to paint. There just aren't limits. That's the way this thing has always been. That's the way it's always going to be, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, anytime something vulgar is put up there, we've seen in the past that it's covered up very quickly by somebody else, so it hasn't been a big issue.
Exactly. The community does what the community does with this really interesting space. Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about the open carry because, you and I have talked, before a lot about this, and obviously, we had a little bit of time to react to this last Thursday, but not a lot. My first question for you is, because I know you guys were still forming a view, and the question I had is, you are allowing open carry with the same restrictions as concealed carry in terms of place, right? No bars, no schools, no airport.
That's correct.
Okay. Airport, right? That's an important one. No airport.
Yeah, that's a new one. We want to make sure people understand that you cannot carry concealed, open, or otherwise in the airport anywhere in any building. So if that happens, an officer will approach you and let you know that you can't have it in there and ask you to go back and put it in the car or just return to your car. They're not going to arrest you right off the bat. So people may not understand, but you will be warned. But if it happens a second time, then the arrest must be made. So don't bring the guns into the airport.
Very good. Important note. What about, and I thought there was maybe a disagreement between the city and the county on this, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds who are allowed to possess, they are not allowed to concealed carry, but what are you guys doing with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds open carrying? Mike? We never have trouble with Mike's phone. This is so weird. Go ahead, Mike. Try it again. What are you doing with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds open carry?
21 years old. Again, we're going to make sure everybody is warned about the law and that you have to be 21 years old.
Okay. So you guys are enforcing it's a ban to carry in any way if you're 18, 19, or 20, unless there are some very specific exceptions to this having to do with, like, hunting rifles on your way or, things like that. But generally speaking, that's the enforcement mechanism. What about like tasers? I have had people ask me about other weapons. Oh, well, we have bear spray. I mean, we had a bear spray incident at the graffiti bridge. What are the rules there?
Well, tasers are legal to buy and carry and use in Florida, with the minimum age to purchase being 18 years old. No background check is needed. But convicted felons are still prohibited from possessing those.
Okay. Bear spray, pepper spray, less lethal methods?
Same thing.
Okay. And by the way, we didn't talk about it, but I thought one of the things with the graffiti bridge incident is at the time when the guy drew the pepper spray or bear spray or whatever it was, he was, 6-8 feet away from the person. I mean, that's not even remotely a threat that would justify an action, right?
Yeah, you can clearly see that this person was not posing a threat. The person with the pepper spray was the aggressor. So there's a distinct difference there. If it was the other way around, I understand you can use pepper spray for self-defense if someone is approaching you, but it was the opposite with this individual.
Very good. And I just wanted to, because when I saw it on the video, I'm like, oh, I know exactly what's going on here. That's illegal. You know, you cannot do that. One thing I wanted to ask, just how prevalent has open carry been? Have you guys even had any reports? I know John says in Santa Rosa County, every other person's open carrying. You know, I open carried for the first time yesterday, and I haven't seen anybody other than me do it. How prevalent have you guys been seeing it?
It hasn't been. Okay. It hasn't been a big issue so far.
All right. Which, you know, kind of interesting. I thought there'd be more of it, frankly. Anything else you want us to know either about the law change, the airport, open carry, graffiti bridge that I failed to ask?
No, I think we covered just about everything. It's okay. been a busy week.
It has been.
Yeah.
We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Well, that's what it was. We kind of got to it early. It was about the tasers and that people can carry those as long as you're not a convicted felon. There's a lot of people that wonder, can I do that? I want something for self-protection. And the question's been asked since the open carry came out. There's a lot of people that still do not want to carry guns. They're a little intimidated by them, and they're asking, well, how else can I protect myself? So the tasers, the pepper spray is a way you can do it. There's a civilian version of the taser that's very nice. That's actually when you fire it, the taser reacts longer than the police version does. So it gives you time to drop that taser and run. So they're out there, they're legal, and we encourage people that don't want to carry firearms to get something like that to protect themselves.
Oh, so it keeps delivering the charge even after you've let go of the trigger? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so I think ours is 5 seconds, a 5-second burst, and the civilian version is maybe 10. I mean, it gives you time to, once those probes hit the person, that you can drop that taser and still delivering that charge. So, and some of these companies, once you do that, if you lose that taser, obviously you may probably run away. Okay. Just file a police report, and they'll replace that free of charge.
Huh, interesting. 10 seconds is a long time on a taser. That's an eternity on a taser. Wow. All right. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for PPD. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for clarifying everything that you do and for helping keep us safe, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. 750 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have employees, you have benefits, you have to deal with health insurance and dental and vision and life and disability and managing HR and doing payroll and, you know, all of the fun stuff. I mean, the gravy, the stuff that you go to work like, woohoo, I'm going to do that first, you know, while it's fun. Nobody looks at it that way. It's all annoying, and it's so expensive, and it's so frustrating. Well, okay, true. But maybe there's a way to do it better. Maybe there's some options you hadn't considered. This is where Torgerson Consulting comes in. For more than 25 years, they've been helping local businesses like yours figure this stuff out, attract and retain good employees by providing them the best benefits available. And look, they're not miracle workers, okay? The market is what it is, but they still will hunt really zealously to find the best policies available and then provide them to your employees, just like they do for us here at News Radio and Cat Country. For 4.5 years, we've been using them, and they've been great. I mean, better choices, which is amazing. And then just, you know, having fantastic customer service. My wife is a big fan, and it is hard. She is an industrial engineer, so numbers, charts, and efficiency is her thing. And most insurance people, she's like, With Torgerson Consulting, she's like, sweet, they're great, I love them. Anyway, and that's a very hard thumbs up to get. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting. Find out more at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
This is Woody.
Woody, my house is hotter than an outhouse in July.
Our licensed AC techs can help.
Woo, I mean, it's sweatier in here than the sauna at a sumo wrestling camp.
Say no more, sir. With your knack for detail, really, say no more. More than 10 years, thousands of positive reviews. Nobody cares like we care. So trust your home to the know and schedule your AC repairs online at wecareheatedair.com.
Seems like there's more identity theft in the news every day.
Another major healthcare breach was reported today, resulting in the exposure of
sensitive consumers have been a victim of identity.
That's because there are endless places that could accidentally expose you to identity theft in a breach or simply by mistake. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Chaz Michael Michaels.
Personal philosophy.
Clothing optional.
Got questions here on the text line, 437-1620. Somebody says, what about the somebody spraying the aggressor with spray paint just before being pepper sprayed? I think I misunderstood when I texted back to them. I think, okay, so only for convenience sake of reference, the guy who did the spray paint was a black guy and the guy who did the pepper spray was a white guy. I'll just use it that way. So if the white guy had spray painted the black guy with spray paint, that'd be battery. If the white guy with the bear spray drew down on the black guy and the black guy used his spray paint in response, he'd be justified self-defense. Right? It's a weird way to defend yourself, but I think that's what you might have been asking, and so my answer to you might not have been accurate. Somebody else says, so the PPD stance is now that there are no longer gatherings because apparently people can disrupt them with no consequence. Well, not without consequence. Maybe the police, you know, if you're being disorderly conduct, but you can't physically as a citizen. Like, you can't. You know, if they want to show up and shout, to some degree that has to be allowed. Then again, I mean, PPD might on the spot make a decision that that's disturbing the peace. Yeah, it's a case-by-case call. You know, I just don't think that you as a citizen, you know, you can't just start, you know, hey, get out of here, throw them in an arm lock and head them off down the street. It doesn't work that way. 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
We are back to rolling accident-free again. I-10 eastbound right around Highway 29. Seeing just about a 5 to 7 minute delay. Still dealing with congestion traffic on Highway 90 southbound. You're going to experience about a 9 to 11 minute delay. And 98 westbound approaching the Garcon Point Bridge. Through that construction zone, it's about an 11 to 13 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, somebody says he went there with the intent to disrupt. If that's not disturbing the peace, I'm not sure what is. Which is why I asked that question. But I feel like this needs to be said again. I've said it a bunch, but it needs to be said again. People can be doing a thing that's really, really wrong, and you can't stop them. People can do a thing that's really, really wrong, and you can't stop them. Some things are wrong, and we stop them with force, or jail, or fines. You know, we intolerate them. Some things are really wrong, but we tolerate them. If they say something wicked and you say something wicked, that's actually tolerance. Criticizing people with speech is actually an expression of tolerance because you're not physically stopping them. You're not doing anything to hinder them. Being silent is also a form of tolerance. Sometimes do one, sometimes do the other. But, if some guy, I don't know, some 20-year-old is insulting his grandmother, I can't stop him. I'd like to, but I can't. I can talk to him. Sir, treat your grandmother better, right? She can certainly talk to him. Sir, treat me better. Grandson. But if all he's doing is insulting her, you can't stop it. That's the point. People have kind of lost this distinction between what's wrong morally and what's punishable through the law, or what you can use force to stop people in doing. And you say, well, that's horrible. Welcome to freedom. That's the nature of it. It's ugly and awful and terrible and beautiful and wonderful, because the freedom that protects the person who insults his grandmother is the freedom that protects him to praise her and lavish love on her. That's it. That's the game. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Delta State University in Mississippi apparently been dealing with numerous threats over the last few days. This is in the aftermath of the body of a black student being found hanging from a tree on the university's campus on Monday at a news conference. DSU president Dan Ennis said the school's been transparent with sharing information about the death of Demartrievon Reed. Now, a preliminary examination from their coroner's office found no evidence of foul play in that incident. The Federal Reserve cutting interest rates for the first time in 9 months. The Fed cut rates by a quarter percentage point on Wednesday. This comes as President Trump, of course, has been calling for the rates to be cut for several months now. And President Trump says he's designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. He made that announcement yesterday, called the movement, quote, sick, dangerous, and a radical left disaster, end quote. It's not known how Trump will make the designation, as the Antifa movement lacks centralized leadership.
Yeah, anybody who engages in systemic violence, you know, defacement, graffiti, destruction of property, advocating for that is a real dicey line, as we've talked about many times. I don't really have a problem with this, personally. As long as if the Klan's a terrorist organization, Antifa can be a terrorist organization, I'm all good. Yeah, no big deal. We'll be back.
Local talk.